T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This was out of USA Today. A tornado with wind estimates as high as 140 miles an hour hit North Dallas on Sunday night, inflicting damage to homes, businesses, and enough schools to cancel Monday. Thousands for students were out of school. The Dallas local NBC affiliate KXAS-TV waited 6 minutes before interrupting the Cowboys home game against the Eagles on Sunday Night Football for weather updates. The company said in a Monday evening statement, quote, "We made a mistake by not immediately interrupting the football game with a tornado warning. When it comes to dealing with severe weather, we know that seconds matter. We should have broken into football programming sooner. We apologize. Want you to know we'll never do it again." The station said it streamed weather coverage on its website the entire time and alerted football viewers to the live stream during the game. How big of a deal is this, Wicket? The game drew an average audience of 22 million viewers, the best Week 7 Sunday Night Football ranking in 5 years per NBC. And Dallas won in that game.
Dallas was killing in that football game. They were crushing the Eagles. Anytime Dallas is on TV, and I hate the Cowboys, and if you're a Chiefs fan, you probably hate the Cowboys too.
I don't know anyone who likes the Cowboys.
Right, except for the Cowboys fans.
Just like the Patriots. I don't know anyone who likes the Patriots. Same thing.
The Cowboys have a national following. Mm-hmm. They are one of the most popular teams in the league. And whenever they're on TV, the ratings are going to be great. If, let's say that there was a tornado here in Kansas City, I don't think you would have too many people upset. Obviously, in Texas, where the Cowboys are the king team, the most popular team of any sport, you know, people go crazy for the Dallas Cowboys. That being said, if you have a tornado bearing down on your city, and a city the size of Dallas,
yes,
city size shouldn't matter, but still, it is still Dallas, you take the football game down.
I mean,
come on. It's the Cowboys. I get it. We all love them, right, in Texas. But you pull that game.
So what they're assuming is that if you cared about severe weather coverage that much, and if you cared about severe weather more than the football game, mm-hmm. you're going to go to a different TV station that doesn't have the game on. And they seem to not care about that then.
Right.
Or they assume they're going to keep more people. That had to be a calculated decision.
Well,
that was not an intern that made that decision.
No, but think about it. If there's a tornado bearing down, and let's say the Chiefs game was on mm-hmm. Sunday night, and they were playing whoever, division Chiefs and Broncos in a good game, all right? Let's mm-hmm. say whatever, like the Eagles and Cowboys, a big rivalry. If the Chiefs were playing on Sunday night and there was a tornado bearing down, would you rather, as a Chiefs fan, have the Chiefs game stay on the TV, or boom, it's on NBC, so there's Lezak talking to you?
I don't...
I think people would rather the Chiefs game be on. I think it's stupid, because people always say they go outside and watch the storm roll by.
But as somebody who has been in the position to make decisions like that about, I mean, not with Chiefs, but we have to make decisions about how much programming to interrupt.
Mm-hmm.
My call would be, and I'm not in charge of the station, but my call would be, you interrupt the Chiefs game.
I agree.
Because what if there is massive death and destruction? You did not do your job as a media outlet, especially a media outlet that is known for giving you severe weather coverage. You say too bad about the game. Mm-hmm. That stinks. But this is, you know, this is life or death.
How mad do people always get when
Busby
interrupts Dancing with the Stars?
Or the Bachelor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People lose their poo on that.
I know. And then this station does the opposite.
They do what's right.
They assume that people would rather see foot. And clearly, again, it had to have been a calculated decision. They figured there were going to be more. And I'm sure, I assume that. So it's only them that's going to have this game on, obviously.
Right.
So they assume that you're going to have some people that might gain viewers, that maybe they're going to lose a few mm-hmm. to another station for watching severe weather. But people that still want to see the game might come to watch the game.
There isn't, if you wanted to watch the Cowboys game, you are already there.
Right.
I don't think
you don't think they gain viewers. And
I don't think the CBS affiliate, like if in this case, five You know, I don't think people left weather coverage, you know, to go watch the Cowboys game. I think if you're not interested in the Cowboys game, you're just going to watch whatever else is on. And you probably are interested in a tornado bearing down on one of the 10 biggest cities in America.
What I think is funny, or not funny, interesting, is that they assumed they were going to keep more people by keeping the game on. Yep. And they were going to lose to another station to watch severe weather coverage. Or they assumed if those people really wanted to stick with the, with KXAS or whatever this is, they really wanted their coverage, they'd go and stream it online. You know, power was out probably.
Maybe.
So in some places. Maybe. You know, which means they weren't going to be able to watch it on TV either. But, you know, most people need power to be able to stream things.
Option D, the storm was going to pass by and you really didn't need to know about it. If it was going to head north or south or whatever.
You take the chance it's not just going to slam the city of Dallas like it did.
And if a tree falls in the forest, or in this case, if a building falls in the forest and no one's around to hear it, did it really make a sound? Maybe if the thing moves north, doesn't hit where the majority of the Cowboys viewers are at, they keep the ratings, they sell the advertising, because, Jamie, it always comes back to money.
It's always about money. Mm-hmm. But again, that's so fascinating because very often severe weather coverage is sponsored on a station.
True story.
There is money in severe weather coverage. Yeah. You'll hear it. You know, Operation Stormwatch brought to you by whatever. Because there are a lot of people listening and watching TV when there is severe weather on. And so if this was a money decision, they had more money in advertising in the Cowboys game than they did in severe weather. But what if...
if this was Chargers-Chiefs, Dallas would have flipped.
For
that station goes away from football, but it's the Cowboys in Dallas on Sunday Night Football.
But what if 20 people had died? You know, and they made this decision to wait. And I wonder what made them 6 minutes in finally decide. Like, I'd love to know what was going on in the game at the point.
What time did they switch over?
Right.
Do you know?
So we could find out. Okay. We can find that out during the break, I'm sure. What was going on that they finally, that after 6 minutes, they decided to go ahead and, like, was it clear the Cowboys were going to win? I think it was 34-10.
It was a bad
the final
football
score.
Game,
So was it just clear that it was okay to miss more of the game at that point? And some of you are calling in. We'll take your calls.
576-7798. Would you be upset if this was the Chiefs and Patriots? Because that game's happened. Let's say it's this weekend.
Chiefs, this is Packers, a good example.
Chiefs-Packers is Sunday night.
It's here.
It's a 7 o'clock game. It's the game the country is going to be watching. If Mother Nature brings a tornado.
Which is unlikely.
And it starts in Lawrence and makes its way, or that big cloud or whatever. You know how this works. And it starts working its way into Kansas City. Would you be mad if all of a sudden you're trying to watch the Chiefs and you get Gary Lezak? I don't know what time these people at this Dallas TV station decided to actually get into the tornado coverage on Sunday night. Again, the football game was played in Dallas. A Dallas station waited 6 minutes that was carrying it on NBC.
6 minutes after the tornado warning was issued, right?
Right.
Six minutes after what?
6 minutes before interrupting for weather updates.
To me, we're going to find out.
A tornado with wind estimates as high as 140 miles an hour hit North Dallas, inflicting damage to homes, businesses, yada, yada. Dallas local affiliate KXAS waited 6 minutes before interrupting the Cowboys' home game versus the Eagles.
Gosh, I want to... that should be an easy... waited six... yeah, no one's saying... gosh, I would love to know that. Sorry, weather geek here, but... to me, it makes a difference if there was a tornado warning at the time.
There was.
If there is a tornado warning,
there was.
I don't care if it's the Super Bowl. Lives are at stake.
There was a tornado. The first tornado warning came at 9.
Okay.
The second tornado came at 9:23, tornado warning. A third tornado warning came at 9:25, or south of Dallas, in a couple of suburbs of Lancaster, Glen Heights, and Red Oak. Then there was a visual confirmation of a tornado 2 minutes later on the LBJ freeway.
And when did they break in?
6 minutes in. And I don't know.
We don't know where.
I don't know where in that timeline it falls. But if there was a tornado warning for Kansas City, Missouri, and the Chiefs game was on Channel 4, or check that on 41 on NBC, I would hope, and I assume they would break out of coverage to say, hey, we have this tornado warning going on in Leavenworth that you need to know about. Because guess what? It's on its way to Arrowhead. And if that is the case, they need to stop the football game coverage and probably stop the football game if there's a tornado warning for Kansas City, Missouri,
right?
If this thing is, the trajectory is heading along that direction, it's a tornado.
Yeah. Money talks.
Always.
And that had to have been the decision. Again, I really want to know what was happening in the game, and we have not been able to find that.
The first tornado warning comes at 9. The game starts at 7:30, so we're looking at halftime.
And Cowboys won 37-10.
And at halftime, the Cowboys were up 27-7. So they had a 20-point lead around halftime when the first tornado warning goes up. You're up 20, Cowboys!
So if the game had been close, would they have broken in at all?
That's where I bury my head in the sand and let the tornado go by, tell you about it after the game.
This is where I think you waited 6 minutes, maybe because it was still a little bit close.
Right.
And then it was the score was good enough that you could wait. But what if what if it had been close? Would they have broken in at all?
Right. What if they were losing?
Or what if they were losing?
What if it was 20-18 and the Cowboys were losing in the fourth quarter?
Yeah.
Steve is in Overland Park. What's up, Steve?
Yeah, congratulations and happy Tuesday to future Mayor Wickett.
Thank you.
First Lady Jamie.
Jamie's going to be my first lady for a day.
Why don't I get to be mayor and he's first man?
Because I made the bet with Mayor Lucas.
Or vice versa. Well, listen, I really don't have a problem with this at all. Most of in Texas, I'm amazed they took 6 minutes to do it instead of 30 or 40. You have to have a confirmed, I think it's FCC regulations. You have to have confirmation. You can't just say, oh, I think there's a tornado out there. If there was, the Patriots were playing the Chiefs, and I'm sorry, Gary Lezak, you're not that valuable. I don't want to know about the tornado. I can switch over to Brian Busby. I don't care what Gary Lezak has to say about the weather until the tornado is confirmed. So show the game. Show the Chiefs.
Here's the problem, Steve. By the time the tornado is confirmed, that's late. You know, you want severe weather warnings are effective when you warn people ahead of time. And so if you wait until there's a tornado on the ground, the people that are going to be hit by it in 3 minutes don't have time to take cover. You waited too long to warn them.
But that's the rules we're working under. We're working under so we don't have the cry wolf syndrome where people tune on the TV and they say, oh, well, they're just crying wolf again and we're not going to go protect ourselves and go to the basement. So I think they were right. I mean, I would want them to stay with the Chiefs game until we know. If you hear sirens outside and the Chiefs game is going on, you know something's going on. That's on the emergency workers and the people with the sirens.
That's not necessarily true. Sorry, weather geek here. But tornado sirens are meant to be heard if you're outside, not inside. That's why they're designed for you to hear them outside.
Well, I'm a weather geek too, but you know, we can't be over hypersensitive and saying that no one's going to miss Zona Rosa. I'm sorry. I mean, if it's way out in the boonies, but no one's going to miss a forever.
Steve, come on. People's lives are built around the businesses at Zona Rosa. I know, trying to be inflammatory. Always good to hear from you. Moving on, back to reality. Grover is in Independence. What's up, Grover?
Well, I hate to agree with Steve, but
you should hate to agree with Steve, Grover. You really should.
I do. I mean, there's 42 different media outlets. There was a scroll. I've talked to my buddy. There was a scroll going across the bottom of the TV saying, you know, if you're blah, 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 please tune to this channel because there are different media outlets. So it wasn't a matter of they didn't break in immediately to the football game. They'd already broken into it on a scroll and said, hey, you know, if you're in this region, you need to find cover, you know, turn to this station to find further information. So I think it's overhyped. I really do. You know, it's not a matter of, you know, and there again, I think it's that syndrome of, every time we get a severe storm, we get it for the entire region from Topeka to Columbia.
But well, because that's and, how.
Wait.
Well, let me just explain that. That's because
area,
right. And, that's TV station's coverage.
I live in Independence, and I get to a point where I just turn it off and say I'm done.
Yeah, I think most people do that.
Well, but TV stations don't have the luxury or the technology to focus their coverage on one part of the listening area or another.
Right. They have to appeal to everyone.
They have to put one thing on. You don't get to say, no, we're going to split our signal and only feed this thing out to these people and that thing out to these people.
I know somebody on Facebook. And Grover, thanks for the call, man. I know somebody on the text line said, what about a split screen?
Yeah, why not a split screen?
The football game should be about 20% of that screen.
Oh, no. Some people would say the football, the game should be 80% of the screen.
Just the radar?
Yeah.
Is 20% of the screen?
Just somebody, just a weathercaster or a meteorologist on screen waving furiously right. If you need to, you know,
get
go to your basement.
Yeah. With a big sign.
Doing like a swirly sign with his hands for a tornado.
We'll get to Kurt and Mike on the other side. Kurt, stick right there. I know you've been on hold for a sec. We want to get to you, Mike, as well. What would you want to have happen if a tornado warning came down for Jackson County, all right, and the Chiefs were playing the Patriots, or this weekend, the Packers on Sunday Night Football? Would you want 41 to switch over to storm coverage or keep it on the Chiefs? Did this Dallas TV station make the right move by waiting 6 minutes? Now, it doesn't seem like that much time, but 6 minutes for a tornado warning to flip off from the Cowboys game around halftime, third quarter. They were already up 20 to tornado coverage. 576-7798. Kurt's in Merriam. Hey, Kurt, thanks so much for your patience. You're on KMBZ.
Yes, good morning, guys.
Hey.
And happy Taco Tuesday.
Hey, good call, man. Now you've given me an idea for dinner.
I'm a weather enthusiast and have been for quite a while, and also a weather historian. The Dallas television stations back in 1957 did a documentary about the first tornado that hit Dallas back in that year. They have a 1,000 minutes of film footage from that. So if anybody wants to look at it, you go on YouTube and find it, and it's on there. This TV station did drop the ball. Public safety is more important. I'm sorry, I'm a Chiefs fan, is more important than the Cowboys.
If this happened Sunday night and there was a tornado, and this won't happen likely, but if there was a tornado situation, a warning that had been issued, let's say, for Miami County or Wyandotte County, wouldn't you want to know about it if you're watching the Chiefs game? Wouldn't you rather see Gary Lezak's face than Patrick Mahomes?
See, this is the deal. My dad's also a Chiefs fan. He was a ticket agent for about 40 years. He said, "Put the Chiefs in a little box at the corner of the screen, and keep Gary or whoever. I want to know what Mike Thompson has to say about this also. And I know most of the meteorologists will probably say the same thing. I know there is one meteorologist that's on TV right now. I won't mention their name, but they are on nonstop coverage till 4 a.m. Sometimes I'm sure. So some people do know who I'm talking about. I won't mention their name."
It does sometimes get nonstop. I understand when it can be a little bit overkill, but a tornado warning is not a severe thunderstorm watch.
Right. The reason they do that, you can mock a meteorologist for that if you want, and you can call it overkill if you want, but they wouldn't do it if people weren't watching it. If no one watched it, they wouldn't do it. Someone's watching.
There are only a few things that push the needle, ratings-wise, dollar-wise, like weather.
Mm-hmm.
Political season advertising rivals weather dollars and NFL football.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
There's your big three that make money for news outlets.
Especially if you're kind of known for being the station that stays on and does all that kind of weather coverage because no one else is doing it.
We should call Nick Bender, see if he's awake right now from 9. Get his opinion on this. Get Busby in here. Call Lezak. I imagine that there have been times when those guys are sitting waiting like, okay, let's go. Let's go. And I wonder if TV stations, whether it's 9 or whatever, like, no, we're going to leave The Bachelor on for 5 more minutes. Like, are you kidding me?
And again, it's got to come down to money. If it's a show that doesn't get amazing ratings. Now, part of me says it comes down to money. And some of it, I think, just comes down to, I think, around here. It is just good, policy to do severe weather. Mm-hmm. If there's bad weather, it doesn't matter how much money is in the programming that you have on the air. Your duty is to keep people safe.
Like, if you carry football, I'm sure Sunday Night Football makes a pretty penny for every NBC affiliate in the country. I mean, Friday night programming probably doesn't as compared to, say, carrying, the Conners or whatever is Dancing with the Stars, The Bachelor, whatever the highest rated Monday Night Raw. I bet those shows, you'll probably get the GM saying, hang on.
Right.
Let's do one more commercial break.
Right.
And then we'll come back with severe coverage so they can cash that check. Because it all comes back to money. Hey, Kurt, thanks for your call, man. Mike in Kansas City, you're on KMBZ.
Yeah. I don't know how long you've been here, Jamie, but I'm 35, and there's one time when the Chiefs were on Channel 9 that they interrupted the game, and Brian Busby did. But this was back when they were on Channel 9, so it's been a while.
Been a long time. Yeah, they've
I
been
don't
on,
remember that.
Been a while since they were on that channel.
Yeah, it's been a long time since they were on Channel 9. So,
Mike, if you're watching, and let's say you're watching the game Sunday night, and there's a tornado warning issued for Wyandotte County, should they jump in?
I don't know, man, honestly. It's one of I don't say, yeah, good, then I'll be hung. If I say, no, I'll be hung. It's one of those double-edged swords. You won't win no matter what you do.
No kidding.
No, that's the thing. Like, and especially the Cowboys game in Dallas and the tornado happening in Dallas. Like, that, like, it's a perfect storm of, what do we do?
And it's not, somebody said that the Chiefs-Green Bay example for the Sunday is a bad one because if the weather was that bad, they would have to stop the game. Dallas is a pretty big area.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't necessarily assume that. I wouldn't necessarily assume that a storm is going to affect the entire viewing area at the same time.
They stop NFL games and college football games for lightning.
Right. And so if there's
that's it.
Yeah.
That is it.
Or if it's, you know, it's a really big metro area. And if it's going to skirt one side, I don't know where the stadium is in Dallas.
I don't either. I have no idea.
I believe the tornado was on the north side of Dallas. If it's on the north end, you know, like if we only here had a tornado that was only hitting the south side of the metro, let's say.
Just Grandview.
Right. And wasn't going near where the Chiefs play, it might not affect the stadium.
Right. Right.
So.
And that's why, and you know what? That's why I want Busby on TV telling me the trajectory of the storm and if it's going to hit Arrowhead or
yes.
not. Phil is in Kansas City. Hey, Phil, did the TV station make the right call?
Well, I think they did, but I want to bring up a point. You said that if Jackson County was under a tornado warning, the Chiefs game was in progress. Well, I'll tell you what would happen. The game would probably more than likely be suspended or postponed until the threat passed. So, and not only that, but in the scheme of things, a tornado warning is the highest priority warning within the National Weather Service. And I do think the Federal Communications, it requires that they broadcast warnings, tornado warnings, when the broadcast area is affected by such.
Yeah. So well, if that's true, then why didn't this station break in?
What's that?
If that's true about the FCC, and I don't, you apparently know more about the FCC than I do. If that's true, then why didn't this station in Dallas break in if it was an FCC rule?
I have no idea.
Because it's the Cowboys playing on Sunday night against the Eagles.
Maybe it's not a rule.
You know, they might look into that, too, as to why that warning wasn't broadcast immediately.
That's interesting, because the FCC could get in here and say, look, the TV station, they put out a statement saying, we made a mistake. I imagine the FCC may come down on them.
I don't know what the FCC rules are, though.
I don't know. That's a
good
question.
A couple people brought up the FCC. I have no idea what the FCC rules are on that.
Final call goes to Mike in Kansas City. Mike, you get the final word. Did the Dallas TV station make the right call?
I think so. And
you think so? That football was the priority?
No. I'm sorry. I think they did not make the right call.
Okay.
I think that they should have broken in. But I also think that it should be, and I understand the difference between a watch and a warning. I think that, you know, sometimes they say a warning when it's only like a funnel cloud or they see that hook or whatever, and there's a high likely, you know, probability of a tornado forming from that, and so they go ahead and issue a warning.
That's good enough to get me in the basement, Mike.
Yeah, but I think, you know, if there is physically, actively a tornado on the ground and it's heading towards people's homes, then by all means they should cut in, because in the end, football is just a game. People's lives aren't on the line, whereas a tornado is life and death.
Football is just a game, he says.
I don't know. Football is just a game. No, I agree.
Wow.
I agree with that.
Just a game.
When compared to a tornado ripping up a Home Depot like it did in Dallas.
I'm with you. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I think you, absolutely, because you can make the money up later.
Yeah.
But it's life and death.
And you know what? Even if you can't make the money up later, it's okay.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's all right. You may have saved five lives.
Yeah.
Or whatever, if the tornado rolled through and your warning got five people into the basement.
Yeah.
Or wherever it may be. Like, to me, it's no contest.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.